From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government is lifting restrictions on settlement construction in East Jerusalem. Municipal authorities approved the building of hundreds of new homes, but the government put off annexation of the West Bank settlement Ma'al Adumim. Russell Stone is professor emeritus at the American University Center of Israel Studies.
It shows you the extent to which American influence was affecting Israeli policy with regard to settlements. And now he thinks it's a new ballgame, or at least that there is a vacuum between now and when a new policy attitude is established by the Trump government.
Mr. Netanyahu spoke by phone with new U.S. President Donald Trump, who invited him to the White House in February. The two were said to have spoken about the Iranian threat, Syria, and the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Gambians celebrated in the streets following the intervention of a West African regional military force after longtime President Yahya Jammeh, who refused to accept election defeat, left for Equatorial Guinea Saturday. ECOWAS troops entered the capital, Banjul, taking control of the presidential palace. Khalifa Sala, a spokesman for President Adama Barrow, said he's preparing to go to Gambia from Senegal.
What is supreme in the consideration for his coming is security. And at this very moment, he is issuing a statement in Dakar to indicate what arrangements have been made for the ECOWAS security forces to collaborate with forces in the Gambia to ensure the security.
Mr. Barrow said Mr. Jammeh, who has ruled the country since 1994, appears to have looted the treasury on his way out of millions of dollars. Mr. Barrow sworn into office at the Gambian embassy in Senegal Thursday. This is VOA News.